Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. She should be a special Swiss for Army Marine in the US. She is here. Smoshi Rabbi Peshtin, Rai Sol Moshe Mordechai. The Mishnah Meseches of Avodah Zarah talks about Yayin Nesech. The Mishnah defines the point when the wine is being produced, at which the juice that's extracted from the grapes becomes classified as wine. The juice doesn't need to ferment in order to attain this classification. It needs to have been processed to a point where it can be considered a finished product. From that point on, it's called wine with respect to the prohibition against the Yayin Nesech. In the time of the Gemara, wine was produced in a wine press consisting of an inclined treading basin that had a level area at the top and a drain at the bottom. Grapes would initially be placed on the incline where they would be trodden and partially crushed, causing a preliminary runoff of their juice. The crushed grapes would then be gathered and piled in a mound on the level surface at the top of the basin. The weight of the mound caused an additional runoff of juice from the grapes. Finally, a heavy beam would be placed on them to force out the remaining liquid. Once the grape juice was extracted, it flowed out of the open drain at the bottom of the basin through a pipe to a vat or a leak-proof cistern below. A strainer was placed at the end of the pipe, just above the cistern, to filter out most of the grape shells, pits, and pith from the runoff. This is the Hakdama of the art scroll. Inevitably, some refuse passed through the strainer into the cistern. When the wine settled in the cistern, much of the refuse would float to the surface and would be skimmed off, but some dregs remained mixed within it. When the wine was drawn from the cistern and placed in barrels, it would be left to settle again, at which point the remaining dregs would rise to the top and could be skimmed off. Thus, the grapes in the wine press were trodden, piled in a mound, and pressed with a beam. The juice flowed to the bottom of the basin, and when the drain was opened from there to the cistern, it settled in the cistern and was skimmed, was drawn from the cistern and poured into barrels, and finally settled in the barrels and was skimmed again. The ruling of the Mishnah and discussion of the Gemara hinge on the question of when the grape extract has been sufficiently processed to be classified as wine, for this is the point at which it becomes subject to the law of Yayin Nesech. So says the Mishnah, Lokhin gas be'uta min ha'oved koychovim. We may buy the contents of a trodden wine press from the idol worshiper. That is, if an idolater crushed grapes in his wine press and juice is still in the treading basin, i.e., it has not yet flowed out to the cistern, a Jew may buy it from him, and it is still permitted for drinking. As Rashi says in his short words, Gas Be'uta, Lokhan Gas Be'uta Menovit Chav Rashi's Gas Be'uta Shebata V'darach Ovid Kuchon, that it was trodden and pressed by a goy. That you may take from him, that's not Yayin Nesech. Even though the idol worshiper takes crushed grapes from the juice with his hand and places them on the mound. Rashi, that although the idolater collects the crushed grapes from the juice. At the bottom of the treading basin and places them on the mound at the top so that they will continue to drain, the juice remains permitted. One might have thought that the juice is permissible only if the idolater merely touched it with his feet while treading the grapes, but it's considered yai nesach if he touched it with his hands. The Mishnah says, no, it's not true. The Mishnah holds that as long as the extracted juice is still in the treading basin, it cannot be classified as yayin nesach because it's not a finished product. Ve'enoy oiset na yayin nesach ad sheyered labor. It cannot be considered yayin nesach until it descends into the cistern. With this clause, the Tana teaches a ruling that is of greater novelty than the previous one. Even if the idolater touches the juice after it leaves the treading basin, as it is streaming towards the cistern, he doesn't render it yayin nesach, because it's not yayin nesach, until it reaches the cistern. So, eino yoyse yayin nesach ad sheyered labor, yorad labor, once the wine descended into the cistern, machi babor aser, that which is in the cistern is aser, the hashar, mutter, and the remainder is permitted. After the juice has drained into the cistern, it becomes classified as wine with respect to the law of Yayin Nesach, with the result that if the idolater touches it, he renders it prohibited. The juice remaining in the treading basin, however, is still not classified as wine, and thus remains permitted even for drinking, even if the idolater touches it. Yorad labor, mashi babor aser, hashar mutter. As we just explained, what's in the bor is aser, and the rest that's not yet in the bor is mutter. Lashon Rashi. There is no Rashi says there is a Rashi Nagabod Kuchab Machweche. What's in the Bor is Aser if the guy touched it afterwards. Bor Yosin Lifne Hagas. They'd make a cistern in front of the wine press. The hakli natun sham lekabel hayayin. The yeshetachen abor b'sid. And there's a kli to be mekabel the wine. Some would line it with pitch. Hayayin mishtamir b'seichai. Ve'enom abe tibu vu bor sid. We have a Mishnah of us that the rabbi was a bor sid. She'enom abe tibu. He was a bor sid kipshuta. Okay. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues that there is a general isser of earning money through an item that is asur behanoi, in light of the ruling that an idolater's wine remains permitted until it descends into the cistern. The Mishnah considers whether a Jew may work for an idolater in the production of wine in connection with this. The Mishnah addresses another problem associated with pressing an idolater's wine, namely that of causing tuma to produce in Eretz Yisrael. The Tana of our Mishnah holds that Aser Ligroim Tuma L'chulin Sheva Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to cause Tuma to Chulin in Eretz Yisrael. Besides the Iser Doraisa of being metame trumar kachim, there is an isul de rabbanan against causing even chulin in Eretz Yisrael to become tame, because of those who are zahir to eat chulin b'tara. Since an idolater's wine press is presumably tame and transmits tuma to the wine that is produced in it, a Jew in Eretz Yisrael who presses an idolater's grapes seemingly stands to violate the Isser de Rabbanan against contaminating chulin. Thus, for a Jew to be permitted to produce wine in an idolater's press, two factors must be considered. Number one, whether the wine with which he would work is asur behana, and B, whether he would cause the grapes or wine to be contaminated, to become nitma. Now, food is not susceptible to tumah unless it is first moistened with a beverage. There are seven liquids that are beverages: yad shachad dam, water, dew, wine, olive oil, blood, milk, and bee's honey. Because tumah doesn't affect an unfinished product, and with respect to food, the Torah views external moisture as the finishing touch. Food that never became wet is not regarded entirely as food and therefore cannot become tummy. So grapes are generally not susceptible to tumma until the juice begins to seep from them and moisten them. Okay, with those ideas in mind, let us continue with the Mishnah. Dolchin im oivei kochavim bagas, we may tread with an idol worshiper in the wine press. However, we may not harvest grapes with him. Rashi explains, Dorchim im oved kachavim begas v'lo amrinan mishtaker b'isure hanohu, and we don't say that he's getting schar from isure hanah, he's being paid with isure hanah, dafilu b'shtia asar dafilu b'shtia sabar haitana ishar kol zman shel yored lebor. So this Tana holds that you're allowed to assist an akum in the production of wine by crushing these grapes in the treading basin and to collect a fee, even though normally you're not allowed to get a wage by working with an item that's asur b'hana. In this case, the Jew is not working with a prohibited substance, for as the Mishnah stated, the juice extracted from the grapes is at this point not classified as wine and is permitted even for drinking. Rashi says, as long as it didn't go into the pool. And then there's another issue. There's an issue of being goreim l'tumah. There's also no issur of being goreim tumah to produce in Eretz Yisrael, for the grapes become contaminated as soon as the idolater begins trampling them. So the Jew's participation has no effect in this regard. Lashon Rashi, Mishum Goyrim Leka, Shemisha Shadarach Behem, Oivet Pilchov Me'at Nitmu. So again, since the grapes become tame immediately, therefore the din is that it's not a problem of causing tumah to grapes in Eretz Yisrael, because it's the guy who did, and not the Jew. Avalo botzrim imo. However, we may not harvest grapes with him. A Jew may not assist an idolater in harvesting grapes in Eretz Yisrael, because the task of harvesting includes transporting them to the wine press and placing them in the shredding basin. And since they will be rendered tummy when they are trodden, the one who places them in the basin for this purpose is regarded as causing them to become tummy. Fishin Asimasan Lagas Lashem Duricha Hu Vidrichasin Titamim. So just putting them in is a problem. Now it's important to note that Rashi says the end of Dibur Maschal Dorchim Rov Gochovim Begas Umishum Misayeya Yidei Ovre Aveira Leka. Why not? Why is there no Messiah? You're being Messiah? Because here the guy is we said that the guy is going to be the one who is mitami the grapes. The Jew doesn't violate the Isser against rendering produce in Eretz Yisrael tamei, for the grapes became tamei as soon as the idolater begins trampling them. So the Jew's participation has no effect in this regard. But yes, that's terrific. But what about the fact that he is Misayeya Yidei Ovrei Avera? He's helping the guy. And the answer is that the guy has no Isser to be Goyim Tumah for Peros in Eretz Yisrael. Mashma Midivre Rashi. If the goy was commanded, then it would be Asur to help him. And so it proves the Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Yud Zayin. In our case, the one who helps would not be over on Lifnei Iver Midoy Raisa, because the only way you're over on Lifnei Iver is if it's two sides of the river, Tre Avrei Denara, that he can't do the Aver without your help. V'kat arei hu misayeya la'achar she'akum tamei timei kvar at avanim b'tchilat drichato. Here, he's helping after the guy was already mitamei, at the beginning, and the Aver was done without him. And if so, Gama misayeya liYisrael eino over ela biisur de Rabbanan. Let's say one helps a Jew who is, like we say, weiter in the Mishnah, Yisrael shu oise b'tumah, concerning a Jew who processes his wine in a state of tumah, i.e., he is a renegade who produces wine bitumah in violation of the injunction against contaminating produce of Eretz Yisrael. Yisrael shoyse bitumah lo yidorchem lo tzinu, neither tread nor harvest grapes with him. Ava molichim imo chavios legas, however we transport barrels to the wine press with him, and carry away barrels from the winepress with him. So since he's being oisek in an avera, it's also to help him. But once the avera has already been done, it's already tame, then you're allowed to help him. Transport barrels, carry away barrels. So, if one helps the Jew, that it's Asr in the Mishnah to do so. But if one does so, he's only over on an Isser de Rabbanan, because the Jew could do the Aver without him. So it's Mashma from Rashi that if it's a Davar She'akum Nitzdavu Bo, the only Isser is going to be an Isser de Rabbanan, because the Goy could do the Avera without the Jew's help. Since the Goy can do the Avera without the Jew's help, there is no Isser d'oraisa All there is an Isser Derabbanan. And therefore Rashi says, Umishim say, Deovre Aveira Lekha, Shevet Chavim Lon Itztavak. Shevet Chavim would be in Itztavak, it would be an Isser Derabbanan. And this is difficult, because from the Sugya earlier, and Daf Vav Amid Aleph, it's Muchach Lechora, Sheim Zeh Lo Kibitrei Avrei Denara, if it's not like two sides of the river, meaning if the Goy could do it on his own, if the other person could do the Aveira on his own, there is not even an Isser Derabbanan to help an Akum. The Gemara there says that the Nafgamina between with whether the reason that you are not allowed to do business with a Goy on the day of his holiday is Mishum Harvacha, which means that if the guy earns money, he's going to thank his God. So he's causing him to be over in the Yisr of Hashem Elohim Achem Lo Yishem Al Picha. Or maybe it's because of Lifnei Ver Lo Sidim Michshol, that if the Jew sells him something that's Roy Lakrov, he's going to be Makrivit. And he's Machshel the guy in Avoy Dezara. And then Afkamina is the Yisleil Behem Alididei. The nafkamina is that the guy has his own animal. Yamis mishum harvacha karmarvichle. It's harvacha, so he's giving him a harvacha. Yamis mishum lifneiver, if lifnesite mirshal. And if it's als lifneiver, hayisle lididei. He already has a behema for akrav, and the Jew isn't causing him to be ovid of adazara, and therefore it's a mutter. Now, the reason of Harvacha is only Derabbanan. That Derabbanan, it's Asr, he's going to go thank his, if he earns money, he's going to thank his God. Causing him to earn money is only an Isser Derabbanan. And if, even when there is no Isser Doraisa of Lifnei Iver, there's an Isser Derabbanan, so if Islay Ledidei, if he has his own animal, there's no Nafkamina between the two reasons. Because you're right, there's no Isser Deraisa Lifnei Iver, but there's still an Isser Derabbanan, Mishum Misayeya. Just like Harvacha is an Isser Derabbanan, if he has his own animal, so too, if there's an Isser Derabbanan, if it's not Shrei Avrei Denara, then there's no Nafkamina, there's also an Isser of Lifnei Iver. As the Gemara says, that the nafkamina between the two reasons is he has his own animal. If you say it's mishum harvacha, so hakamarvichle, so he's earning. And if you say it's because lefnevra lo sitein michshel, he already has his own animal. Seder, he has his own animal. But what about the Isser Derabbanan? So the mashmos here of Rashi is shebedavra sheakum nitztavu bo. We have an Isser Derabbanan, the Seyeya. And the Mashmaos and the Gemara and Davav is that if it's a Davar that the Goyim are commanded, like not bringing their animals as Korbanos to their gods, not giving him an animal for that purpose, so there's an Isser Derabbanan. There's no Isser at all. Because if there was an Isser Derabbanan, then there's no nafkamina between Harvacha and Lifnei Iver. Because either way, if he has his own animal, Yisle Behema Ledidei, if he has his own animal, so there's an Isser, whether you say Harvacha or whether you say Lifnei Iver, there's going to be an Isser Derabbanan. So it must be that there's no Derabbanan. That if the Goy is commanded not to do something, and you help him, but he could have done it without you, then there's no Isser Derabbanan at all. That's what you see over here, but Rashi seems to imply in our Gemara that there is an Isser Derabbanan. As Rashi says, the only, even though we're dealing here with an Isser Derabbanan, to be Dorechim Oved Kochavim Begas. There's no problem with being Goyim Latuma because when you're Mesayeli to be De Ovre Avera, because the Goy is in Mitzdavid. But if the Goy would be Mitzdavid, then he'd be over in Istar Abban, and so would you. That's the Mashmos of Rashi. The Mashmos of the Gemara and Davav is that there's no Isser Mesayeh to a Goy. If there's no Lefneiver, there's no Mesayeh. There's no Durabanim. If the Goy is going to do the Avera and you help him, it's not a problem. If he could do it without you, not a problem at all. So it seems to be a stira between these two. Between Rashi seems to be Soser the Gemara and Davav. So in the Sefer Ateres Tzvi, this is a Sefer that I saw many, many years ago, and I said, wow, I have to learn more of that Sefer. So he explains as follows, that there are two, Yeshnam Shnei Musagim, there are two concepts of Mesayeh B'lovre Avera. There's Mesayeh B'Shas Avera Lefaneha, and then there's Mesayeh La'achar Bitzua Avera. There is Misaya during the Avera or before it, and there's a Misaya after the Avera. Hechrech lechiluk zeh, what compels us to make this distinction, is from the sheet of Tosis, the Rosh and the Ran, that hold that there's an Isser midrabanan lisayaya liyisrael kishelo havim kitrei reidinara. וקשה עליהם לכאורה מהמשנה דידן, שנינו כאן ישראל שהוא עושה בתאומה, לא דורכים ולא בוצרים עמו, והברייתא מסבירה שאסור לסייע בידי עוברי עבירה. מהמשנה נראה שזה איסור מיוחד, למקרה הזה, וקשה, למה יש צורך לאיסור בנפרד סיוע לישראל העושה בתאומה? הרי כיוון שיש איסור לתמי חולין בארץ ישראל, ומילא אסור לסייע לעבריין צריך להיות בכלל האיסור דרבן הכללי, shall mesayeya leovrei avera. The problem is that we learn here in the Mishnah that if a Jew is being oisek bitumah, if a Jew is processing his wine in a state of tumah, you're not allowed to help him. Why the Gemara says? Because it's also l'seya bidei ovrei avera. So it seems that it's a special isser here. Why do you have to say it's a special isser here? According to Tosis, the Rosh and the Ran, there's an Isser Derabanan, L'sayeya L'Yisrael, there's a general Isser, there's an Isser Klali, to help a Jew do an Avera. So why do we have to come on to a special Isser over here? It's under the general rubric of the Isser, of Mesayeya Bidei Ovrei Avera. And not specific to this case. The answer is that there's a difference between האיסור עליו מדברים הראשונים לאיסור לסייע בסוגיה שלנו. הם מדברים בסיוע לפני ביצוע העבירה. They are talking about helping before the person commits an avera. But when the person helps the Avera be done, the person helps the Avera be transgressed. So the guy could do it on his own, but helping him is still aser. Lashon Haran, miu mashma dahani milin yisur deraisa makom adarabana miyaser shem mechui v'lafrisha miyaser v'ech yisayeh yedei over Avera. How can he help him? Can't help somebody do an Avera. The Yisur of the Yisur that Chazal goes there is for two reasons. Number one is Arvus. And number two, you have to save a person from Onesh, Midin Ben Adam Lachavero. And therefore, there's no iser to be mesayah legoy, because there's no arvus klape goyim, and there's also no chiv ben adam lachavero to save them from the onish. Lo matzot, so that's the general iser of mesayah, which applies to Jews and does not apply to goyim. In contrast, our Mishnah is talking about helping after Kiyum HaAveira. And the reason for the Yisr, says Rashi, Amud Beis, V'asr L'sayeya Yidei Ovre HaAveira, Ela Porshin Mehem, Kidei Shelo Yargil B'kach. You're not allowed to help an Ovre HaAveira, you separate in order that you don't accustom him to do this avera. So since we're talking about siwa la'achar kiyum avera, and there's a different reason, because you're being margil them to do the avera, so if not for the specific iser of this Mishnah, we wouldn't aser. Again, this is talking about after the Aveira. We're talking about a Jew here. It says in the Mishnah, Yisrael she'osa b'tumah lo darchin v'lo botzer mima. So Rashi explains, you don't want to be margulin. That's after the Aveira. So if not for this special, that's why we need a special iser here in the Mishnah. And the Brisa says it's because asur l'sebedei over avera, because it's after the ma'aseh avera. V'achein ein zeh isur klali, el gzeira miyuchedet, shegazru chazal b'mikre zeh, shera'u she'im yatiru l'sayan, af la'achar bitzu ha'avera, hem yargilu b'chach. And it's not because of the Yisr Klali, it's a special Gzeira, that if we're allowed to help them, even after Bitsu HaAveira, they're going to get used to doing the Aveira. נראה ששורש האיסור הוא גזירה עד ותרי אברי דנארה, דהבי דוי רייסה. כי בתרי אברי דנארה מסיע יש לו חלק בקיום העבירה, שהרי בלעדיו היא לא יכלה להתבצע. כמו כן, רוח חזר שהם יתירו לסיין לאחר ביצוע העבירה, הווריינים ירגילו בכך. ואם כן, המסיין עכשיו גורם למעשה את המשך ביצוע אותה עבירה על ידי הווריינים. So the reason you're not allowed to help him after the Avera is because you're going to custom him, because it's like Trei Avrei Dinara. Even as he can't do without you. And here also, by helping him afterwards, you're helping him continue to do the Avera. So there it goes, you're not to help him continue to do the Avera for a case where you would help him do the Avera in the first place that he couldn't do without you. The Isser of Lifnei Iver applies even if somebody's Machshir Lagoy. And therefore, when Chazara goes to this Gzeira, not to help even after the transgression of the Aveira, since it's Gzeira Atu Lifnei Iver Dairaisa, we could have made this Gzeira even by a Goy. And therefore, Rashi was medactic very well when he said, Shemutal Lidroch Im Goyim. לאחר שהגוי תימי בענבים בתחילת הדריכה, משום שהגוי לא מצווה שלא לתמי. ומכאן בדבר שהגוי מצווה, אם הסיוע יגרום שהוא ירגיל בכך, לכן יש מקום לגזור אף בגוי. So since the gzeira of helping him is because of the Oraisa of Lifnei Iver, and by Goy we have a Oraisa of Lifnei Iver. So Rashi was correct when he says that you're allowed to be pressed with the Goyim, press the grapes with the Goyim after the Goy was already Metame. And the Goy is not Mitzuvah Shavah Metame. But if the Goy would be Mitzuvah, if helping him out will be margil him to continue doing the Avera, there's room to be guys there, even for a guy. But here, there's no Avera for him to be Matami. So therefore you can help him out. So we had asked Akasha. And the Kasha was, in Rashi here, it's Mashma. That if the guy would be commanded to be an Isser Rabbanan, and the Sugya and Davav, it's Mashma, there's no Isser at all. And the answer is that in Davav, we're talking about before he does the Avera, to sell him the animal. And there's no Avera at all. There's not even a Derabbanan. Why is there no Derabbanan? Because again, you're not allowed to help him do the Avera in the first place because of the Din Arvus, which we don't have by Goyim, and to save him from the Avera, the Din Ben Adam Lachavera, and we also don't have that. That's why there it's completely permitted. Here it's talking about after the Avera, not to be Margil, and there we would be Kaiser. Atu, because of the case of Trei Avrei Denara. It's like Trei Avrei Denara, you're helping him out, he can't do the Avera without you if you're margil him. So we're gozer, not to help him afterwards, not to be margil him to the Avera, Atu, a case where you're going to help him out without even, when he can't do it without you. So in such a case, their taka would be, there would be Lifnei Iver Derabbanan. There would be an Isser of Meseyeh. That's what Rashi says, but here there's no Isser of Meseyeh because they're allowed to be Metame. Because here it's talking about after the Avera. After the Avera, there would be a Derabbanan. It's before the Avera that the issue is Arvus and Ben Adam Lachavero. There, that you don't have that Klapei Agoy, those two issues. But you do have Klapei Agoy, the after the Avera. Helping him, but here again, it's not an Avera. So therefore, it's Mutter. So that's a possible Mahalach in the Sugya. Of course, there is so much more to say. So please stay tuned. And we will see continuing Niflos, B'Torat, Hashem, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.